Brain fog, insomnia, moodiness, weight gain. Maybe you think they're just part of getting older, but Midi Health understands that for women over 40, they can all connect to menopause. It's at the root of dozens of symptoms we experience, not just hot flashes. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts offering safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. It was shortly before dinner time in Ben Calvert's luxurious home. The family had returned late in the afternoon from the trial in Huntsville, in which Kit's ex-husband, Bill Meade, was attempting to gain custody of the baby boy his wife had taken from Lisa Fenner and presented to him as their son. Could have gone directly to her own apartment on their return, had bathed and changed into a becoming green linen gown. Now, looking cool and refreshed, she enters her father's study, where the French windows stand open, admitting a pleasant breeze from the terrace. Her stepmother, Jessie, is already there, sipping a highball.
Hello, Jessie. My, it's nice and cool down here, isn't it? Will you have a drink, too?
Oh, yes, I believe I will, thank you.
A soda or ginger ale? Oh, soda, please. Here you are, Kip.
Thank you, Jessie.
You make a charming hostess.
Do you really think so?
Yes, of course.
Nice to find you in such an amiable mood.
Not that I'm surprised. You have good reason to be.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you've done beautifully in court today. We have an excellent lawyer. I have a loyal father. And an exceptionally beautiful stepmother. Why shouldn't I be cheerful? I'm glad you realize your blessings, Kit.
Oh, I do. But you really have me fooled, Jessie.
Frankly, I expected you to get up on that stand and cut my throat.
Did you? You know, the way you've been talking these last few months.
All your hints. Lured threats. And just to fool you, I got up there and painted you a little white with a beautiful shining halo around your head. How was I, Kip? I hope I was convinced.
Oh, you were.
Very. Thank you. I thought it was quite a good performance myself. Of course, I realized why you decided to throw your weight in on my side.
I imagine you do.
That doesn't lessen the fact that I did stand up for you, though.
No.
No, that's what's so lovely about it. I enjoyed listening to your testimony twice as much, knowing how you would have liked to throw me to the wolves, if you dared. It's lucky for me Dad held you in a position to do what he wants.
Well, frankly, Kit, even if I faced the fact that testifying against you would ruin me with Ben, even so, it was a dreadful temptation.
Poor Jessie. You really must have suffered up there on the stairs.
I did. I hated every minute of it.
Well, never mind. It's practically all over now.
Just be patient, Jessie. Maybe you'll have better luck next time.
That's exactly what I'm counting on. You know, later I'll have my innings, Kit.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it.
About worrying you.
No, nothing, Dad, nothing. Jessie and I have just been talking about what happened this afternoon. Jessie was just telling me how glad she is it's working out so nicely.
She was. Yeah, it doesn't sound like you, Jessie. Have you turned over a new leaf?
Perhaps I have, Ben.
Well, I must say I enjoyed myself today anyway. It did my heart good to see Farnsworth making a monkey out of Angus MacKillop.
Oh, I'd hardly say he made a monkey out of him. Oh, by the way, Dad, how did Farnsworth feel about Bill's hitting him on the jaw?
Well, he took it in his stride. Said it would do Bill more harm in the long run than...
It would never do him.
Well, you know, he had it coming to him. He was making some rather nasty implications about Peggy Duggan.
Nothing she didn't deserve.
Oh, Peggy's a simple little thing, but she's a nice child.
No harm in her.
That's what you think.
Why, Kit, you don't really believe there's any truth in what Farnsworth was saying about Peggy and Bill, do you?
Well, why shouldn't I? Just because Peggy pretends to be so innocent.
Oh, personally, I thought it was rather touching with Bill dissembling her honor.
It certainly indicated that He has a very deep feeling for Peggy.
Well, whether he has or not is in hot water now. He's lucky Hiram Willoughby didn't clamp him into jail for contempt of court, disrupting things the way he did.
You weren't any too respectful toward the judge yourself, Ben.
Why should I be? Why, I could buy Hiram Willoughby out lock, stock, and barrel if I wanted to.
But there's such a thing as justice. Law and order, you know, Ben.
Look who's talking. But it's no use standing around me tonight, Jesse. I'm feeling much too cheerful to let you get under my skin.
Yes, I believe you are. I think what delights you is seeing yourself as Farnsworth makes you out. Innocent. Stupid.
Well, after the attitude a lot of people in this town have had toward me, it is a pleasant change.
Oh, don't mind Jesse, Dad.
She's feeling rather frustrated.
Like a cat who caught a canary and then let it get away.
What, sir?
What
canary has
done it? Have a little bit, put my ass together then. Oh, very proud of. Then, how much longer do you think it'll take to round the hotel, sir?
Oh, I imagine we'll be through with it tomorrow. And then we'll really have Bill Meade right where we want him. Bill and Mary Lane and her precious niece. And the whole crew of them.
So what do you mean, Ben? I must be why losing the custody suit.
Don't forget, Bill. People in this town aren't going to feel very friendly toward Bill after the things Farnsworth brought out. If David Bowman is foolish enough to keep him on at the bank, he's going to find out he'll lose a lot of business.
I don't see why.
That means that some people would prefer not to have their business affairs handled by a man who seems to be so unreliable, shall we say, in his private life. Isn't that it, Ben?
Exactly.
Oh, Ben. How can you stand there with that holier-than-thou attitude? Don't tell me you really believe all this business plans that has been handing out about you and yours being maligned.
We have been, haven't we? Look at how Kit suffered all through this thing. Losing weight, getting nervous and ill. All because he wants to return custody of his son. That's the truth.
Oh, good heavens. I believe you've really convinced yourself.
I didn't have to convince myself, Jesse. It's just plain fact.
Ben, in a way, I think both you and Kit have missed a very important point.
What's that?
Well, seems to me the trial showed Kit in a none too sympathetic light. A woman who couldn't hold her husband's love.
Oh, look out, Ben. Jeffrey is about to show her claws.
Not being catty, just objective. Well, look at it this way. Kit divorced Bill, it's true, but on the other hand, by Bill's own testimony, he refused to live in this house with you, Ben. And naturally, when Kit refused to live here, live in the house he provided, well, it just wasn't worth it to him. I mean, he chose the lesser of two evils, the separation. Of course, it may be that his feeling for Peggy Douglas had something to do with it. For my part, I always have believed he never stopped loving Peggy. All the time, Kit and Sue were married. I suppose it's useless for me to point out, Jesse, that I'm in a much better position to know about that than you are. Maybe you are, Kit, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
Sometimes, Jesse, I think you'd do a lot better to keep your opinions to yourself. Did I enjoy that little scene today? The way Mary Lane beat it out of the courtroom.
What do you mean, Dad? I didn't notice.
And didn't you see her? All of a sudden, she got this funny look on her face and dashed right out in the middle of things. And I'll tell you why. She just couldn't take anymore, so she funked it. Lost her nerve completely. I imagine we've caught Mary Lane, I think, I do.
And on a train bound for Chicago, Aunt Mary is thinking.
Almost into Chicago. Soon I'll be seeing Lisa. How could they think and change? Just a few hours ago, in the courtroom, a little mention that Lisa had known Kit in California. All of a sudden, I realized the truth. That the baby is Lisa. Isn't Kit at all. Poor Bill. He is so protected, fatherly about the child. Lisa's got to come back to Wakefield with me. If she's reconciled with her husband, that's where the baby should be. With his own father and mother. If only I can make Lisa see. Make her understand what she's doing. They'll say she won't listen to her. Oh, if she would only listen to me.
Aunt Mary, anxious, worried, as she arrives in Chicago. Yes, Aunt Mary, a great deal hangs on what you hope to accomplish when you talk to Lisa Fenner. Try to persuade her to assume the responsibility of what she has done. But I wonder if you'll be on time, for Lisa is packed and ready to leave for New York with her husband, Lance. Lance, who has no idea that he is the father of the baby son Chip Mead has claimed as her own.
Brain fog, insomnia, moodiness, weight gain. Maybe you think they're just part of getting older, but Midi Health understands that for women over 40, they can all connect to menopause. It's at the root of dozens of symptoms we experience, not just hot flashes. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, offering safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions covered by insurance. 91% of Midi patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com.